system in China?
I would hope we're close. It's my understanding that Dr. Mangiardo and I are going to sit down here in the very near future and talk face to face. And I look forward to getting his endorsement. Dr. Mangiardo is already on record as saying that he thinks I would make a better senator than Dr. Paul. And so I think we're getting there, and I look forward to talking to him. I look forward to talking to the people that voted for Dan Mangiardo in the primary. And I think I'm speaking to those folks. I mean, what a lot of people don't realize is I probably have been the strongest supporter of the Second Amendment of all the attorney generals in the country, or amongst the strongest. I've signed Kentucky onto the brief in the Chicago and D.C. Cases. I spoke here today about my opposition to cap and trade. And those are issues that resonate in Western Kentucky and Eastern Kentucky and rural Kentucky. And I'm going to meet here shortly with Dick Prolopsky, who obviously ran Dr. Mangiardo's campaign. The following morning after the primary election, I asked Governor Beshear to bring Mr. Prolopsky on to run the field operation over at the party. So we're working to unite the party. I look forward to meeting with him soon. And I think it'll come together.
Will it come down to asking your supporters or people from your camp to help retire some of his campaign debt?
Listen, if the party people want to get together and help retire his debt, then I'm willing to be supportive of that. But you know, this notion that I've got that we have to raise money to retire his debt in order to get an endorsement, that's distasteful to me. I would imagine that's distasteful to Dr. Mangiardo as well. So you'll have to ask Daniel Mangiardo that question. But if the party leaders want to get together and be helpful in that regard, I'm certainly willing to let that happen. But I'm not gonna put this forward as something I have to do in order to get his endorsement. He's already on record saying that he thinks I'd be a better United States Senator than Rand Paul. And I'll sit down and meet with him face to face.
So there was no quid pro quo in the days after the primary, when the vote recanvass was dropped to
retire his debt? I'm not aware. I know that staff met the day after. Daniel Mangiardo and I talked on the phone sometime after that. I called him a number of times after that. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm not aware of any quid pro quo.
But your staff may have entertained that?
I don't know what. They sat around and talked for about an hour. And there was there were discussions, but there was never any cemented, quid pro quo. It was just talking.
But there were discussions about the campaign money and the campaign.
Well, I think there were discussions about a lot of different things. There were discussions about how do we bring the party together.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider yourself a conservative Democrat or a liberal Democrat?
I consider myself a political moderate. I kind of eschew labels. I've certainly, for example, went and filed a lawsuit against the Beshear Mangiardo administration when they were on the early release program for prisoners. I think that's a more conservative position. On the Second Amendment, I've been very conservative when it comes to doing things for our kids and when it comes to programs, I think, that take those who haven't had all the opportunities that others have had and give them a leg up. Maybe I'm a moderate on those, but I try to eschew labels. But the interesting thing is I'm always, I hear all the labels people try to put on me, and the first label they try to put on me, obviously, is Louisville liberal, and I don't think it fits.
How's fundraising going? We haven't seen any numbers from your camp yet.
I think fundraising is going very well. I think if we're not the leader amongst Democrats for all open seat and challengers, we'll be amongst the top two, but I think we may very well be the leader.
Do you think you'll match Dr. Paul's quarterly take this last time around?
What was his quarterly take?
I think 1.1 million.
I think we'll exceed it.
And one more question for me, if that's right. Okay, go
ahead. Do you think you've been given a boost nationally fundraising after some of the publicity Dr. Paul got after the primary?
I don't know if I've been given a boost in fundraising. Certainly we've seen our online fundraising go up somewhat. But the race was given a boost in terms of national profile. And I certainly have felt that and sensed that.
Yeah, are the comments Dr. Paul makes something you're going to be responding more rapidly to as the campaign goes on? I saw what happened to John Kerry in 2004 when he did not.
I guess I'm confused by that question. Are you insinuating I've been swift-boated in some way, or what do you?
No, not exactly, but with the things that he says, are you going to be responding to each of them as they come along?
I reserve the right to defend myself if something is said about me that's untrue, and I will respond quickly, and I will respond as accurately as possible. But as to responding to everything that Rand Paul says, it's kind of hard to. There's a lot that gets thrown out there on a daily and weekly basis.
How important was today to sort of set the theme, though, or the tone for the rest of the campaign? It really was sort of the I might come out of tape, so you guys can hear the question.
Yes, that's going to be it for us, too.
All right. Anything else?
What do you think? How do you think it's going to set the tone for us to come back to?
It'll set the tone. There'll be a number of events that set the tone. But it's important to come in front of the judges and magistrates, the people that are on the front lines of local government, and tell them that I'll be a partner with them in Washington, that I believe in efficient government. I believe in effective government. I believe in prudent regulations. I don't believe in the absence of government, and I don't believe in the worldview that government should never touch business in any way, which is more along the lines of where I think Dr. Paul is. So I think it was important to be here. I think it was important to shake a bunch of hands, see some old friends, and start the process. But it's going to be a process. We've got, you know, under 120 days to go now, and so we're going to be working awfully hard from here through November 2nd.
So next appearance, fancy phone.
Another joint appearance with the Farm Bureau, I think.
Oh, he's asking for a joint appearance.
Yeah.
With the Farm Bureau, do you know when that is?
It's in late July sometime.